Eddie got in touch with the show with a problem that, look, you might think it's a small problem, but from what you're about to hear, you'll realise that it's absolutely devastating his life. He's in a battle with the Northern Ireland housing executive over his garden, which is overgrown. Now, why is that at the top of this show? Because Eddie is very seriously ill and he's looking for just a little bit of flexibility from a government department. Now, he says when he doesn't get that flexibility, when the computer says no, when the people at the Northern Ireland Housing Executive won't understand his situation, it has a massive impact on him because he's seriously ill. Let's have a listen to Eddie's story.
I have a badly overgrown back garden, right? And I am unable to do anything about it because I'm severely disabled, have heart problems, I'm barely able to walk, and I have severe post-traumatic stress disorder.
From what?
From being in the army.
Okay. Something happened to you when you were in the army, did it?
I was involved in fighting.
Okay.
In the country. For about 17 years or so.
And so you're not well, is the long and short of it, Eddie?
Yep, that'll be about it. But Stephen, when the housing executive got in touch with me about the garden, I told him I physically wasn't able to do anything about it. And I asked him, would the concrete it over or flag it?
What is the situation with your garden? It's overgrown, right?
Yeah, big time.
So it's in a really bad way?
Yeah.
And you live in a housing executive property?
I do, yes.
And the housing executive are refusing to help you cut the garden and they're saying it's your responsibility.
Yep. It referred me to various gardeners and stuff. Told me it would cost £5 or £10. Stephen, the lowest quote I got was £400.
400?
Yeah.
And have you got that type of money?
No, I haven't. There's no way. There's no way I could pay that. And anyway, even if I had, it's going to be overgrown again in a few weeks.
Can you not leave the house? Tell me how ill you are.
Well, I'm barely able to walk. I've had heart problems. And obviously in the mental state at the minute.
So this is the last thing you need, to be hassled about your garden.
But what I'm scared of, Stephen, is have I breached the rules of my tenancy? Are they going to evict me now or something? Now they're telling me, right, we'll send somebody to see you, but my present mental state, I cannot face anyone, Stephen, I can't.
Have you spoken to them on the phone?
I have, yes. And they keep referring me to different gardeners.
But have you not tried to explain to them that you're really unwell?
Yes, but they wouldn't listen.
What do they say to you?
At the end of the last phone call was, oh well, that was it.
What do you mean? What did you say to them?
I told them about my mental health and physical health. And they keep sending me out there saying, you are responsible for that garden and all this. And again, saying different gardeners will do this.
What impact is this having on you?
I'm really, really frightened because I've breached the tenancy agreement. That what am I going to be infected or what?
But I can hear in your voice today how frail you are.
Yes, I'm really scared, Stephen.
But surely the housing executive could hear this too. When they were talking to you?
Well, I don't know what to hear. They just kept saying to me, there's a list of gardeners, phone them. And I did. And the cheapest quote was that £400. All I want them to do, Stephen, is just to concrete it over or flag it or something. You know? I mean, for 18 years, Stephen, I fought for this country. Why, just for once, can it not fight for me?
You're upset?
Yeah. I'm frightened of losing my home, Stephen.
And could you not? You've been able to ring me. You've been able to speak to me. Surely that means you would be able to speak to... let someone from the housing executive come out and see you.
But Stephen, that's it. My present mental state, I can't face anybody.
But you've been able to ring me.
Yep.
What's the difference, Eddie?
Because I can't face anybody face to face. I can't even open the door to a postman.
Are you getting help from your doctor, from a counsellor?
I do. I'm on mega doses of antidepressants.
Because you need to get help, don't you? You need to make sure you're getting all the help that there is.
I do, but Stephen, I can't even open the door.
I know. I understand. But I don't want you to sit in the house and think that's it. That's how it's going to be. You know, you can get help and you can get better.
I know, but
do you like your doctor?
Sorry?
Do you like your doctor? Do you get on okay with your doctor?
Yeah, I call him brilliant. With my doctor, yeah.
Well, then you need to team up with your doctor and try to get better so that you can see other people, so that you can get out. Now, let me try to deal with this situation that you've contacted me about. The housing executive say in a statement that they're... Let me just read this. Our local Bangor district office is aware of this issue. And while we sympathise with Mr Adair, we've recently advised him that the maintenance of gardens is the responsibility of the tenant, as clearly set out in the general conditions of tenancy. Well, do you know what, Bangor district office? Is there any flexibility? Are you hearing what I'm hearing here? And you're quoting a tenancy agreement and general conditions. Like, are you serious that you're going to talk about general conditions with this man and his current situation? Listen to him. For goodness sake, listen to the frailty in his voice.
Stephen, I'm so scared of losing my home. For breaching the tenancy agreement.
Well, Eddie, you've got us working on this now, okay? So do not be frightened. Do not be frightened.
As I said, Stephen,
I'm going to talk to the housing executive on your behalf, okay?
Thank you.
So do not be frightened.
Stephen, 18 years I've worked for this country. Why just once will it not pay for me?
Let me try to get this sorted for you, Eddie. You've got to trust me, okay?
Thanks, Stephen. Thank you.
Now, just before you go, because I need all the details here. They have also said in this statement that they informed you that Rathgill Solutions, a well-established local community group, offers a garden maintenance service and will cut the grass for a nominal fee.
Stephen, the whole point of the thing...
That's a local community group, though. That's not a professional gardener.
No, the whole point of the thing is, Stephen, they can cut it down for the next whatever, and it'll be grew back in about 4 weeks.
Well,
all I'm asking them to do is please just flag it over or concrete it over.
But look, if this company comes out, if this community group comes out and cuts the grass, will you let them do that?
Of course I would, yeah, but then they're going to be back again. And Stephen, I can't afford the money to pay them.
Even if it's just a nominal fee?
Even if it was a nominal fee, Stephen, even to go 150 yards down the street to the shop, I have to get a taxi. You know, because I can't walk up for. You know.
A housing executive said in their statement, "I can confirm that the housing executive will only consider paving or hard landscaping gardens on the recommendation of an occupational therapist in cases where the tenant is a wheelchair user or is registered blind."
Well, I'm not in a wheelchair yet, but it won't be that long.
So are they actually saying that there's no flexibility within that criteria as well?
I don't know what they're saying, Stephen. I'm just worried out of my mind about losing my home.
Let me speak to the Medi.
I will do.
And do not worry, okay? I want you to concentrate on getting better.
Thank you.
Now, how are you going? Hold on a minute, because I care about you. How are you going to get better? What are you going to do? Will you go and see your doctor?
I will, yes.
Now, Eddie, don't be saying that and then don't. If I'm going to try to help you here with this, I want you to make an effort to get better, sir. I want you to try.
I will. I'll try, Stephen. It's just, I know, I'm a bit emotional at the minute. You know, because I'm worried.
Well, let me see what I can do with that worry. We'll be back in touch with you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks very much.